Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nah, I never told that story still.
Are you sure? You sure you never told him the
fam?
Story? You sure you never told
fam?
Him?
Fam!
You sure you never told
swear.
Him?
Swear.
You've never told him
swear.
The story? Should I tell
swear.
It? Should I tell it?
Swear.
Should I tell
swear.
It?
Swear.
Maybe I should tell it.
You reckon?
Maybe I should tell it. Basically. Right, guys. The time is now. Our second half of our Log Cabin tour is coming up very, very, very soon. Those tickets are sold out, but you need to get your hands on the after party tickets. Three locations are
Bristol.
Yes, sir.
7th of September.
Yes, sir. Where are we going to be? Tell
we should be in Pam Pam.
Yes, sir. Pam Pam.
Pam
Bristol.
Pam, thank you, ma'am. We're going to be in there. Okay. Brocken Wines. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Then on the 9th of September,
yes,
that's a Saturday,
it is.
We're going to be in the Academy.
Oh,
that's in Manchester, okay?
Up north.
So that one is next door to the venue of the show.
Facts.
So it's going to be show and then
straight to the after party.
Cha-cha slide, RIP. Straight
in. Yeah, RIP.
Cha-cha slide straight into the Academy in Manchester, bro. And then last
but not least, we're going to turn it up in the 0121 Rems Ends Bromley.
Hey.
And we're going to be at the Mill. The Mill, Thursday, 14th is the show. After party, straight afterwards. Make sure you guys are there. The tickets will be in our bio, in the link. Make sure you cop them. One more time for the people in the back. We got Bristol,
Pam Pam, Pam
7th. Manny, the Academy,
9th.
Birmingham, the Mill, 14th.
Let's go.
Let's go. You've been warned.
You've been warned. It's episode 313.
It is.
Everybody from the 313, put your gosh darn hands up and follow me.
Gang signs, gang
Everybody
signs.
Everybody from the 313, put your gosh darn hands up. Now that he's, now see that he stands tough. Notice that this man did not have his hands up.
Guys, bro. We're back with another banger at 313, as Jimmy kindly said. And you know, as we do, as per usual, I go straight into the IG question. And this might be one of my favorites.
What?
This actually might be one of my favorites. Not gonna lie. And the question was, what are you pretending not to know?
Ooh.
First one, where she lives.
Bro.
Sus. What are you pretending not to know?
Where she lives. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next. My sneaky link, who I'm in love with, has nudes of his ex on his PC. Not even phone,
PC.
iPad. PC.
That's them hidden folders.
Oh.
Man wanted to archive. Pretending not to know.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
It is brutal. My mum is cheating on my dad with his brother.
That's always a thing, isn't it?
Is it?
I just feel like I've heard it before.
That can't run. I can't find that out.
Of course, no one can find that out.
I can't find that out and keep shtum.
No one can find
that
out,
bro. That's the thing. I don't know who I'm telling.
I'm not telling anyone. And I'm vexed about it.
It's yeah. Because it's all your fault now. The first place you tell, it's all your fault.
Yeah, 100%.
Mad. Next one. That my colleague's husband is on Tinder asking for hardcore bondage with randoms. That's what she gets for heating up fish in the office microwave.
Raw! Bondage with randoms. How does she know that?
Because clearly she's
she
on
matched.
Tinder. She's on Tinder seeing the
thing. She matched up.
Yeah, she clearly
or
matched.
Or was just in his bio.
Yeah, maybe some. I don't
That's
know.
Extreme for the bio.
That would be extreme for bio.
But I guess he doesn't want to waste time.
Fair, straight to the point.
Yeah, if I was married and I've just got a secret Tinder account, yeah. I don't want to waste time with chit chat.
I need this is what I'm into. About.
Yeah, it's what I'm into. Surely there's better apps than Tinder that you can use for that kind of stuff.
Probably. Who knows?
Anyway,
next, the fact that both my mum and dad have slept with my sister's friends.
Hmm.
You heard what I said, bro.
Hmm.
both mum and dad have slept with my sister's friends.
Sister's friends are some freaks. Sister's friends are some freaks.
That's crazy, bro.
Damn.
That's crazy, bro.
Their daughter's brethren.
That's crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
Yep.
That's one of the craziest things I've heard.
Yep. Both parents have banged my sister's friends. Wow.
Yeah, that's scary.
Wow.
Because who do you look up to in your life? Who's a role model in your life?
There's nobody anymore.
Everyone's out for themselves.
Facts. No one cares about the surname anymore.
Yeah.
No one cares about the household.
Yeah, you clearly don't.
That my dead sister's ex is coming to the funeral with his sighting. It's that snort, that sweet admit.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's his main. I'm assuming it's his main now.
Oh, now, yeah. Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Imagine getting promoted under those circumstances.
Yeah. Bro.
Wifey's
6 feet under your seat. Yeah. Up now.
Wifey's officially charged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're up.
Yeah.
And she's like, fair.
Yeah, fair.
Any holds a goal kind of situation.
It's peak. Next one. That my boyfriend still keeps pictures of naked women on his phone. I'll be leaving him this year.
What? She's like relying on him financially or something.
Who knows, bro? She said, I'll be leaving him this year.
Yeah. She's lying. She's lying, bro.
My man's cheating on me. I know exactly who the girl is. The D's too good to leave, though.
Ooh.
I know exactly who the girl is.
But the pipe's too good.
The pipe is just crazy.
So if I have to share it, I'll share it.
Sharing is caring. I have to. Because I ain't nothing like this before.
I couldn't be told that about my dick. Guys have a certain level of ego that they shouldn't be told stuff like that.
I ain't nothing like this before. I can't share.
I can't leave.
Mad.
I can't leave. Promise you now, a girl couldn't tell me that. I know you're cheating on me.
Yeah.
I even know who she is.
Yeah.
But that thing?
Don't worry, I'm not leaving.
I'm not going anywhere.
We're banging
then.
Wherever we are, we're banging then. I'll be so hard. I'll be so hard.
But that'll be the day I mess up. I'm not in like 4 seconds that day because I'm too... The information's too much
for me.
Yeah.
Information overload.
Yeah. Then she just gets dressed and walks out.
Facts.
Packs her bags and walks out.
Yeah, she's had enough now.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. What are you pretending not to know? My uncle's other family, they'll find out at the funeral.
Jesus.
Wow. My uncle stole 200 euros from my nan the day she became a widow.
Oh! Family stuff is too much,
bro,
man.
Bro, my boss gave my ex-wife HIV.
Wait. I heard HIV and ignored everything prior.
My boss gave my ex-wife HIV.
And he's pretending he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
That my mum is sneaking married men in our house whilst we sleep.
Yo!
Oh my days.
Well, whilst we sleep.
My mum is sneaking in married men.
How do you know they're all married, bro?
The years have done due dill.
Oh, due deal, bro. Oh, that's jarring.
Oh my God.
Who do I look up to?
Bro, again same with this question. No role models. That my best friend is pregnant by our other friend's boyfriend. That's a treacherous circle.
This is all cheats and lies.
All cheats, all lies. My dad has a newborn baby. He's almost 60.
Oh, for fuck's sake, bro.
He's gonna be knackered.
Fam, I remember... When I was in school, this is when I went to school in Luton in year 7.
Mm.
There was one brer in year 10.
Yeah.
I saw him on road with his dad one day.
Yeah.
Donnie's dad was old for her.
Like granddad.
Like 90.
Jesus.
His dad was old, brother.
Damn.
I remember seeing him thinking, "Oh, someone's like, that's his dad." As soon as I walked past, I didn't think anything of it. And my boy was like, "That's his dad." I was like, I promise you, that's impossible.
Yeah.
That's impossible. He's like, nah, he's his dad, bro. The dad was like, old.
Wow.
He must have money. Because he caught young cheeks.
Oh yeah, for sure, of course. Because no one's pretty. If they're age mates.
Yeah, age mates. Birth doesn't come from that.
Yeah, facts.
She can't
push that out.
Yeah,
it's impossible. She can't. But you say man's frail. If they're age mates, she's not pushing that out.
She's not conceiving it.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, the age mates. Some of the words that come to your brain are so unique sometimes, bro. If they're age mates.
It's such African terminology.
Oh, God.
Such African terminology. It's more used in a context like if, let's say, for example, I've asked my dad, or I say, this is like more back in the day than now, obviously. Let's say I'm a teenager and I say, oh, Wagwan Pops and try to spud him. He would look at me like, am I your age mate? Don't spud me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Am I your age mate?
Don't spud me. Something like that. It's such a typical African thing, bro.
Oh, I love African bars, bro. They're the funniest thing I've heard.
It's two jokes. All right, I've got a few more.
Oh, yeah.
What are you pretending not to know? English, when people start asking me for directions.
It's not fair, man. Just help neighbors, innit? Are we neighbors or are we not?
That is hilarious.
Can you imagine asking someone like, bro, I'm sorry to ask, but
can you find
it? Do you know how to get to St. Pancras? Man just says, no hablo español. And you're like, oh, sorry. You walk off, he's like, anyway, bro.
And you hear me in the background. Also, it's no hablo inglés.
It's no hablo inglés.
I don't give a fuck. Guess what, guys? I don't give a fuck.
A man said no hablo español in Spanish.
I don't give a fuck. Laugh at me. Because you think I'm going to ask Ellis to edit it. So get your laughs out now. Get all your laughs out now.
Man said I don't speak Spanish.
Man said age mates and I'm the white waste man. Fuck you and fuck you, bro. Fuck you, Ellis, as well. What fuck all you, man. Fuck this, bro.
That's hilarious. That's made my day. Thank you for that.
Oh
my,
shut up, man.
I needed that perky.
Read your stupid little questions that no one cares about. I hate when you man embarrass me.
So funny.
Hey, all right, carry on.
All right. What are you pretending to know? What are you pretending not to know? Apparently Spanish. All right, I got a few more. The password to my man's phone. I don't want him to change it. She's one up to him, I guess. I don't want him to change it.
How does she know it?
She must have just clocked man.
Just clocked the That's why we do Face ID out here. That's why we only do Face ID.
That my uncle's child is actually my father's.
Damn.
My dad lies about every fucking thing. He said he makes £180 an hour.
That's funny. Oh, that made me cough. Oh. That's hilarious. Oh, God.
All right, last couple.
Yeah.
That I went through his phone last night and saw he's meeting up with Daisy today. Guess I am too. Tough.
Mm.
Tough. The game is the game and you got clocked. Tough.
These elaborate caught you.
Mm.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
Just...
We're not meeting up Daisy together.
We're not meeting Daisy together and causing a scene.
Yeah.
If you caught me, just tell me.
Just let me know.
Just text me and say, I know you're meeting Daisy today. You won't see me when you get home. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Clean break.
Clean, yeah.
I'm sorry, I've lost the love of my life and that's just the game we're playing. I played the fire and I got burned.
Yeah.
Let's not meet Daisy together.
Because it's just going
to
be ugly.
It's long for everyone. And like, what if we have to walk off in the same direction?
Oh my God.
And why do I have to like explain things to Daisy? Mm. Like,
it's not Daisy's fault.
It's not Daisy's fault. Why do we have to ruin Daisy's day?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh God.
All right, last but not least. What are you pretending not to know? The person I'm sleeping with wishes I was someone else.
How the hell do you know that?
No idea.
How the hell do you know that?
That? Ooh, psychological trauma.
That's horrible.
Psychological warfare, that's what that is. That's exactly what that is.
Oh.
But yeah, welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. There's a big gold thing in the middle of us. Pause. Yeah. And we don't need to ask you for nothing anymore.
Facts.
You did
You did your due deal.
You did your due deal. You did your acts of service. So we thank you for that. However, if you want to do a little bit more, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. It's going to cost you literally an insignificant £3 a month.
10p a day.
So run the P to S&G and join the cult babies for real, for life, for life. We're for lifers over here.
We are.
We're day oneers over here.
We are.
And you get respect from the daddies Facts. When you're over there. And Facts. If you're not, you get nothing.
Facts.
So anyway, head on over to Patreon, guys, and binge all the episodes that we've done over there.
Almost 4 years worth.
Almost 4 years worth. Catch us every Thursday over there. Join the Discord channel and let's vibe, bro. Vibes. Let's vibe, bro. Yeah. It's one. Someone said it's the most popping Patreon channel in the world. And I could have made that up, but you'll have to sign up and find out.
Facts. Facts.
So anyway, guys, obviously subscribe to the channel if you're watching. Leave us a nice review if you're listening. Without any further ado, if you're kissing in, it's time for top five.
Top five this week is, drumroll please, the most followed artist on Spotify.
Most followed artist on Spotify.
Fair.
Interesting.
And as per usual, I'll give you from 10 to 6 before I give you top 5.
Dude, I'm awful with like pop culture. I don't know what's in, what's fucking, who's new.
You sound like my dad, bro.
Honestly, I'm terrible. I'm just terrible.
My dad, what's like, in?
Yeah, but I'm terrible with
what's trendy.
Yeah. I'm
what,
terrible.
What the kids are talking about.
Yeah.
Cool. Jimmy, since you were locked first, can I have your top 5, please?
Right. I've gone for The Weeknd, Bad Bunny, Drake, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, T-Swizzy.
And Beyonce.
Remski.
I've got the exact same as Jay Money, apart from, instead of Drake, I've got Michael Jackson.
Ellis.
Cool, so I've got Drake, Beyonce, Taylor Swift. I've got the Central C.
He's coming up.
And then Dave.
And Dave as well.
Which, yeah.
Cool. Probably. I feel like fucking Harry Styles is probably fucking in there as well.
Oh, yeah, to be fair.
He's doing a madness. It was Beyonce or Harry Styles. I'm vexed if he's in there.
Just for context, Harry Styles is 43.
Oh, thank God. Okay, cool. Calm.
We can get on with that.
So, number 10, with 69.02 million followers, The Weeknd.
Fuck's sake.
It's an L, I've charged it.
When is this list from?
This is as of August 2023.
Really? I swear I saw a post like last month saying The Weeknd is now the most followed artist on Spotify.
Number 9 with 72.36, Bad Bunny.
This is pointless.
I don't know who that is.
Bad Bunny, baby.
At least it's going to come out and win this.
Number 8, with 73.7 M's, Justin Bieber.
Forgot about him.
Number 7 with 74.6 M's, Eminem.
Ooh, interesting. That's very interesting.
That is interesting.
Number 6 with 77.9 M's, Drake.
Oh, for God's sake.
Listen, I was going to say this now. If in the top 5, you got Mandem who are singing nursery rhymes.
I bet it's Coco Melon.
Yeah.
I was saying Coco Lemon all for last week.
I'm not going to lie, I was letting you.
Oh. Livid.
I know. Livid. I was letting you. Wait, after you said it 3 times, I'm not even going to bother correcting you.
Livid. Anyway.
And you were reading it.
Yeah, I know. My dyslexia was doing numbers with the letters. It doesn't make sense, but it was doing numbers with the letters, bro.
Oh, God.
Number 5. Now we're at the top 5. 81.6 million, T-Swizzy.
Okay. So, okay, cool.
Taylor Swift. And you said Taylor Swift as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Number 4.
I've literally only got one more in the race.
Number 4, you do. Number 4 with 83.94. Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish would have been a good shout.
Oh, obviously, no one wrote Billie Eilish. Number 3 with 85.19 is Arjit Singh, which is an Indian composer/singer.
Bro, these Indians are crushing it, you know? The number one YouTube channel in the world is not even Mr. Beast, you know?
It's some
Indian thing.
It's an Indian production.
Yeah,
I think I've seen it before. Anyway, number 2 with 92.53 M's, Ariana Grande.
I was going to write Ariana Grande. That's pissed me off. I was going to write Ariana Grande.
So surprised by that.
And
I'm not surprised by that. You're surprised by Ariana Grande?
Yeah, because like, what has she done lately?
Yeah, she does
not
fuck
seen,
all, bro.
I've not seen a lot of her stuff. Like, she's not done it in, lately, anything lately. But so I'm quite surprised.
She's yeah, huge, bro. I was literally going to write Ariana. That's damn. Pissed me off. Go on.
Number one with 114 million followers, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that would have been a sick shout.
You know what? I think great we should one. Just call it
so.
Shit.
For context, Beyonce is number 31.
That's crazy. Follow anyone.
You guys pretty much have similar answers. So Beyonce is 31. So where's
How
Michael?
How does that make sense?
Where is Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, Beyonce is 31, bro. Don't even
Michael Jackson's 45. So not too bad.
Fair.
Cench and Dave.
They're going to be, yeah, they're not even.
They're not even in the top 50.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not even in the top 50.
Wait, so what's the scores at the minute?
So everyone's got 1 point, which was T-Swizzy. Mm. I don't even know how to do this because it would be Beyonce next, 31, but then that's both of you. But well, that's all three of you.
Yeah.
MJ's 45, though.
Oh, you said MJ. You did say MJ. Yeah, Rem has to take it then.
Wait, so what's the difference? What's the only one that we had different between Rem and I?
MJ and you said Drake.
So who's above?
Oh, no.
Yeah, who's above? Drake
or
MJ?
Yeah. So Drake. Yeah. Drake is number six, bro.
Oh,
Yeah. My bad. Because I crossed it out when he wasn't in the top five. So yeah. Oh, actually.
What's Ellis got?
Because Ellis has Drake and Beyonce.
Yeah.
As well.
And
so he has.
And Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift.
So it's 3-3.
Okay, yeah.
So who you had The Weeknd and Bad Bunny. Oh, it's long. He won. Because Bad Bunny's 9, The Weeknd is 10th. You were Cench and Dave. Yeah, Gavin.
Gavin.
Sorry, bro. You had the top 10 in your
Damn.
Top 5.
All right, oh. Calm.
So that's 10.
That's 10.
6-3.
Yeah.
Damn. That was rough, man.
That was rough.
I was certain with that Weeknd shout. Mm. It was way off.
Ed Sheeran
would have been so, such a basic.
And Billie Eilish, that's so obvious.
Okay, this next section of the podcast is brought to you by TNT Sports. This season, you can stream exclusive UEFA Champions League and Premier League football on TNT Sports. So, in celebration of the start of a new season, we've been asked to dive headfirst into everything we're excited to get back to now that football is back. So, brother,
yo,
tell me everything. What are you most excited to get back to?
I feel like I'm just more excited to get back into the ritual of the weekend. And you, every weekend, you know, there's football. Do you know what I mean? And
oh, the reliability.
Just the reliability of football. And I've missed that so much. It's unbearable. I feel like weekends are, I'm bored during the weekends without football. And I just can't wait for it to come back. And it's one of those ones where, like, we can see a stadium from where we're sitting right now. And it's bothering me that I can't even go watch a game there.
Oh, it's just barren.
It's just barren. It's just empty, you know. But soon come, we're coming back to start watching football, and I honestly can't wait. Like things like messaging Toby, just going back and forth about United's form, whether they're playing well or not, or messaging my dad when United play Chelsea, for example, or Chelsea do terrible. Because I've said so many times Chelsea played terrible last season, and I always used to go on a riff about him and just how terrible their team has done. And he generally just charges it. And it's just what makes it so much better. He charges it because he knows they've done terribly.
I would give anything to hear your dad's back and forth.
Yeah, it's jokes.
Oh, yeah. Because you charge everything. And if he's charging everything as well, it's just too funny.
Jokes, my bro. I just really miss the reliability and the habit of just watching football every weekend, bro. That was my life for like 7 months or 8 months, however long the football season is.
Bruh.
Yeah. And it's also weird because I'm one of those people that like to look at the table all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, if we win this game, then we'll be here. But if we lose this game and draw this game and do it, then we'll be here. You know, my brain does all sorts. I like to gas myself to think that we're going to win everything.
Yeah.
We can position ourselves at the top of the table, but then obviously reality sets in and then we lose to like Sunderland or whatever. And it's just the most annoying thing ever.
I'm excited for your updates, Jim. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I feel like once the season does start, you're going to see like a different figurehead.
Invigorated.
Invigorated. It depends on the result. James, it depends on the result. I could come in one day invigorated.
Yeah.
Or you get tucked in 7-0 like we did last season and I just come in deflated.
Deflated
and exhausted.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. Do you know what I am excited for?
Welcome.
Derby days.
Mm.
Because, okay, so this transfer window, everyone has been doing bits, and I feel like we've done pretty well this transfer window. When I say we, obviously, I mean Man United. And obviously, everyone knows one of the biggest games in the country is United versus City. Arsenal are right, but you know, United versus City. And obviously, everyone's talking about Erling Haaland last season, but this season, we've got a striker called Rasmus Højlund. Mm. Same country. Mm. I think he's 1 year younger and 1 inch shorter.
Ooh.
But he's got pace and he's got power.
Yeah.
He's got pace and he's got power. So, yeah.
And he's got a blueprint.
Yeah, it's going to be tit for tat.
Mm.
So I really, really can't wait to see how well we've like merged and meshed our team to go against, I hate saying this, but to go against the treble winning team of last season.
Okay.
Because that's a big feat.
Yeah, that's a huge feat.
So it will be good to see how far we've come over this last, what, couple. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
Months during the summer break to really define what ETH has done for our team. So yeah, I'm very, very much looking forward to that. So Derby Days is one thing I'm looking forward to for sure.
Okay, gang, so obviously you spoke about before visiting games with Toby, doing stuff with Toby.
Mm.
Obviously, I know you have your WhatsApp thing with Toby. So what's the POA for the season? You meant doing up games or nah?
I would like to. I would definitely like to. Like away games, I feel like it would be a good experience because it's something, one, I've never done before, but an away game in a different country is something I've never done before. And I feel like it'd be a fantastic experience to do. So yeah, I mentioned it last year or last season, but that's definitely going to be on the cards this season, 100%.
Okay, sick.
100%.
Cool, I'm going to be jelly. okay, cool. So thank you guys for getting excitement levels peaking ahead of the return of the football. And please remember, this isn't just sport, this is everything. With TNT Sports, you get exclusive UEFA Champions League and Premier League football, along with the best of rugby, boxing, UFC, gang, WWE, MotoGP, and more. Stream TNT Sports on Discovery Plus or watch TNT Sports channels on BT, Sky, and Virgin Media. Subscription required, age 18 plus, T's and C's apply.
All right, Rem de la Creme, trash news for today, please, sir.
Let's go. So in this week's episode of America is Not a Real Place.
Yeah.
Have you, man, seen
the Montgomery, Alabama riverboat
brawl?
Yeah.
Oh, my days.
I haven't actually seen the whole thing,
though.
I see Donnie dash his
hat. Yeah, he charged the hat and said, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's happening. Oh dear.
Nope.
Yeah. Who the hell is that?
Yeah, so I saw from another a camera angle.
Somebody jumped off the boat.
Jumped off the boat to swim to help my man.
Fam.
Yeah.
They're taking ages.
What I do know about this brawl is apparently the main guy that threw the hat in the air, he works in around the area.
Yeah,
he asked one of them to move their boats or something like that.
So yeah, so he was the driver of this big boat here, apparently, the river boat.
Yeah.
Right.
And these two white dons were driving those little
dinghy boats. Yeah.
And he had to be like, move.
Yeah.
You can't just park your boat here. And they were like, suck your mom.
Yeah.
So that's when he came out like, move your thing. And they were again like, shut up, bro. And that's when, yeah.
Yeah, I found
he
it.
He threw his hat
found
in, yeah, it. He shmurdered
for his hat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He shmurdered that hat and went.
he shmurdered the hat.
Yeah, I found it.
All right, hit me.
Several unidentified people were taken into custody on Saturday night after a massive brawl broke out in the Montgomery Riverfront Park. Things began after several white people were seen attacking a black man over a boat dock space. According to Montgomery Police Department report, officers responded to a disturbance at the 200 block of Coosa Street around 7 p.m. MPD officials said that there was a large group of people fighting, leading to several of them being detained. Yeah, that is from the official link.
But long, bro.
It's all mad, bro.
It's crazy, but I mean, that's crazy as a story, but what the trash news is that I was going to bring today was that the actual responses and the replies that have come of this story.
Okay, what we got?
Not this. Like, it's about the brother that's this brother that was swimming. Did y'all call that man
Jermichael Phelps? Wow.
Top 10 names given to this young hero: Black Aquaman, JJ Fish, Michael B. Phelps, Captain Hook, Catfish Cuz, Kofi Kingfish, Tyrone Locke,
21 Tilapia.
That's jokes.
21 Tilapia, bro. Lil Namor. Oh,
and
God.
Shaquille O'Gills, fam.
That's funny,
sweeted bro. Sweeted me. Sea Murder and Evander Holyfish.
Wheezing.
Oh, my
Jesus
days.
Christ.
That's the most jokes thing.
Fam.
And this bread with the bat signal for the hat.
Bro, they went
that
off.
Literally was the bat signal.
It literally was that, yeah. So the story itself was just a horrible kind of like race war kind
yeah.
of
yeah, bro.
Black Twitter itself
loves
to just make stuff
and
just go off on one. So that's
it's actually dread though that he launched his hat like let's go. And no offense, Donnie rocked his jaw twice
in the process.
He launched his hat and said let's go. White bread just went crack.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I saw a re-up of I think the initial guy that rocked the black guy. It said. There was a TikTok that showed a video of him, like blooded nose, everything. It's like, clearly he can throw hands or something like that. Yeah. So he showed a little video of himself, like just face marked.
I've seen it.
Damn.
I've seen that.
Marked, bro.
Yeah.
What I did see this week, though, I think it happened yesterday or 2 days ago in Central.
The Oxford Street thing.
Oxford Street, just a stampede of youths, just
robbing stuff. One TikTok orchestrated robbery, bro.
Yeah.
On Oxford Street. Bare people got arrested.
Yeah, I just see youth scurrying out of a store.
TikTok's doing too much.
It's not insanity.
Is not the side of TikTok I see.
Yeah.
I just see little things here and there. Mm. But yeah, like I haven't seen the true story about it, but something to do with like there was certain orchards like I'm planting on Oxford Street with just like hundreds,
bro. Loads.
Hundreds. No offense, hundreds of blacks.
That's what it was.
Just black youths robbing shit on Oxford Street. Robbing shit and running.
Running. Yeah, like 14, 15 year olds.
Yeah, bare 15 year olds, bro. Summer holidays got these men acting up.
Yeah.
Just doing a madness on Oxford Street. It's jarring. Because I promise you, if I was just minding my business on Oxford Street that day and just everyone teeth and shit and running.
It's long, bro.
It's long because I'm not getting grips.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
I'm not getting grips with you, man. I can tell you that for free.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's butters.
It is butters, bro.
Yeah, TikTok prank shit is getting a bit mad.
It's out of hand, bro.
Yeah.
Out of hand.
Anyway.
But yeah, that was good trash. Safe for the...
Cool. All right, you've got a show recommendation for us.
I do have a show recommendation for you guys.
Go on.
Remy, you need to pull it up for me. Paramount Plus, Lioness.
What do you mean Paramount? You're not paying for this.
Paramount Plus, Lioness. You will pay for it.
No, I'm saying, since when do you pay for Paramount Plus?
Only just the other day.
For what?
Just Lioness.
Boredom. Oh, out of a recommendation.
I saw the trailer and watched it.
You saw the trailer for this and then thought, I have to pay this subscription fee. Swear.
Big man. It's a show. Lioness is a show. Special op show. Zoe Saldana doesn't play.
Oh, Zoe damn. Saldana I was wondering play. How you were spitting Gamora's name so quickly when I mentioned Guardians.
Yeah. She doesn't play, bro. And the chick next to her, is it Layla?
What does that say?
Layla. Oh my God, they torture this woman.
Oh God, not again.
They not on a different, not on like a burn thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They torture this woman, yeah. Bro. So backstory, Zoe Saldana, she's a special ops agent. The chick next to her, Layla, I can't see her name properly, Layla. She's also a special ops.
I'm going to say, I think that S is silent.
I think it's like Layla or something.
I think her name's Layla.
Yeah, Layla.
Okay, let's say Layla.
Yeah.
She's also a special ops agent who gets recruited into Zoe Saldana's team. Dave on the far right, the white brother, is Zoe Saldana's man. They've been married for God knows how long. They both have obviously separate lives. He's a doctor. He's a doctor in a well pristine hospital, and there's a lot of in her personal life. There's a lot of political topics because obviously it's an interracial family, and they've got two youths. And when I say they're both of their personal lives are so separate from what the jobs that they do, because they have this deal where they don't tell each other what happens at work, but also they don't also lie to each other, and they. But they keep separate things, because obviously as a doctor you can't tell your wife about the patient stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she's
yeah.
special ops. She can't tell her husband shit.
Okay.
All he knows is that she's away on job. But he knows that, but he doesn't know why or wagwan. But the whole premise of the show is about Layla being thrown into the deep end to try and catch a bigger fish for the special ops group. So she has to follow I can't remember her name, but she's I think it's the Carla chick in the picture. I can't remember the name in the show, but she has to follow her and befriend her basically to find out where her husband is and where her, because her husband's the main target.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to find out where he's staying and where everything's going to be so they can try and obviously infiltrate and obviously do the thing. But
mm-hmm.
the show starts off with literally a bang with, Zoe showing Zoe's team in a black ops type of situation. She's trying to save someone and shit just literally just explodes. And that was the first scene. And then it goes back into the background of how her and Layla met and all of that stuff. But in terms of the special ops, the action, the grit, it's 18 plus. And when I say it's 18 plus, bro, it's 18 plus.
Oh, really?
Episode 2 will make you realize why it's 18 plus. They tortured this woman.
Okay.
They tortured this
cool.
woman.
I'm starting today. How many seasons? Just one season?
It's one season so far, and there's only 4 episodes so far. It's a week by week by week. Sunday, I believe.
I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to have to let it cook.
Yeah, so
they got some names in here,
right
though.
Right now, should be 5 episodes. Just to caveat, it's 4 episodes in. I've not even seen Morgan Freeman yet.
Okay, gang.
I've not seen Morgan
Freeman. They got that Michael Kelly brother. He was in House of Cards, was it?
Who am I looking at? Michael Kelly.
Yes. He was a villain in that.
Oh, bro.
He was sick in that show.
Yeah, he wanted it all.
He did.
Yeah, they've got. It's a very, very good cast.
Nicole Kidman. She stays doing the damn thing.
It's a very good cast. It's a strong, strong show.
All right, gang.
I would definitely.
I saw the trailer and bought Paramount Plus.
Once I saw it was Zoe Saldana, I just knew she's in a bag at the moment.
Yeah, she is.
She's in a bag at the moment, so I knew it wouldn't be disappointing.
Fair.
And I was not wrong. It's a great show.
Dang, okay.
From the first episode, you'll be hooked. And with Paramount Plus, they don't fuck about with adverts and stuff. Once you press play, the show starts.
That's one thing, yeah. Listen, yeah, these streaming services that think they can take my money and show me adverts,
yeah.
They got gall.
They have got gall.
They got gall and audacity. It pisses me off sometimes.
For Apple, for example, they will only advertise Apple shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Now TV do the same damn thing. Mm. And I'm like, I see what you're doing, but stop.
Stop. I pay this for a reason.
Show me the show. I give you my money for a reason. Yeah. You're disrespecting me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it. Who am I complaining
facts.
To?
Yeah, facts.
Who am I complaining to?
The one thing I would say about Paramount TV, or Paramount Plus rather, because I like comparing the different streaming service once I see them. The one thing it doesn't have for now is the skip intro, which is jarring.
So few do.
Huh?
So few do. Yeah. It's literally someone's Disney Plus and
Netflix.
Mm. As far as I know.
Amazon have skip intro.
Do they really? Oh yeah, they do.
Amazon have skip intro.
Amazon have it too.
Now doesn't.
I'm not using
that. Jarring.
Yeah.
Bro.
Tell me about Crunchyroll it. Doesn't.
Jarring. Crunchyroll needs it.
Jarring.
Yeah. Crunchyroll has it.
No, it doesn't. Maybe not on maybe on a laptop, maybe, but not on the.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does, because I literally skipped the intro of Hell's Paradise this morning.
That must be a new feature, bro.
It must be new.
Trust me, it hasn't. It must be new.
It has to be new, bro.
Yeah, because I've got my skip by 5 seconds down to a science. Yeah.
I've been skipping intro on Crunchyroll recently. Promise.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. It must be something recent then.
All right, gang, man. All right, yeah. I'm gonna
Definite recommendation.
I'm gonna need a reminder in a few weeks when it cooks a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm ready to jump into Jujutsu Kaisen now. It's like four or five episodes in.
I've not watched for the past 2 weeks. Are you up to date?
Yeah.
Say less. I've missed the last two.
All right. I've not watched anything. Yeah. I've been letting it simmer. So
I'm
just
start with Bleach.
Oh yeah,
Bleach is juice.
Yeah, it is.
Bleach is juice.
Renji came down the other day. You see when Renji dropped bops? Yeah. Renji ain't playing.
Renji's strong now.
Yeah.
Renji's strong now.
I'm glad because he was a pussy.
Yeah.
He was a pussy for years,
he's
bro.
Strong now.
Bankai every day. Bankai, bro. But I'm gassed for it. All right, gang, you've got an Am I the Arsehole for us?
I do. Am I the arsehole for getting upset that my wife told a trashy college story? Yesterday was hanging out with my wife and friends, joking around and telling stories. My wife's friend Sarah asked me, has your wife ever told you about how she made two guys have a UFC match? My wife was like, oh my God, shut up. And they go back and forth until I say I want to hear the story. My wife says it's so dumb and I'm gonna hate it, but I'm too curious at this point, so I insist she tells me about this. She sighs and says she will. So my wife says, basically, I was at this college party and these two guys were hitting on me hard. And like, they were kind of getting competitive and a little aggressive towards each other. So I told them if they fought each other one-on-one, I would go home with the winner.
Oh!
Her friends are dying laughing and Sarah's dumbass is saying, don't forget to tell them how you made them fight in their underwear, ha ha ha. What the fuck, I was shocked. I asked my wife if she actually went through with this and she's like, you mean, did I sleep with the winner? Yes, to be honest. She can see I'm stunned, so she reminds me I beg to hear it. Later on at night, when it's just the two of us, I tell her how disappointed I am. That was a gross story and she shouldn't be laughing about it or telling anybody. She reminds me that I wanted to hear it, but I thought it would be a normal crazy college story, not whatever the fuck that was. We argue about it for half an hour, but she refuses to apologize, so I decide to sleep in the guest room.
Mm-mm.
The story was trashy. I thought I deserved an apology for hearing it. They shouldn't be joking about it. Am I the arsehole or is my wife?
I like that one, I really like that one. That was a bit different.
You recap or you're
okay, so recap. They're at a party.
Yeah.
Who is Sarah?
Sarah is one of the wife's brethren.
Just one of the wife's brethren.
Just one of the wife's brethren. I'm assuming they went to college together.
Okay, cool. So we're at a party. Mm-hmm. We're all giggling, ga-ga-ga, and Sarah's like, oh, did she ever tell you about the UFC fight?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, nah, what's that? And the wife's like, nah, you don't need to hear it. It's a stupid college story. And I'm like, UFC fight? Like, what do you mean? And she's like, nah. It's a techie one. Because then obviously, yeah, cool. She tells the story, and I'm picturing being homeboy hearing my wife say that not only did she get two guys to fight for her affection, she actually did bang the winner. That's brazy. I can't hear stuff like that because I didn't marry that.
Yeah.
Whatever that is not my wife.
Mm.
What do you mean you banged the winner with his face all murked? That's scary stuff. I already know the feeling in my chest.
Yeah.
As soon as she says about, oh, these two guys were hitting me, so I told them if they fought each other, I would sleep. As soon as I heard her say I would sleep with the winner, my face would drop.
Same.
My face would drop. And I don't want to hear anymore. And then for me to be like, did you actually bang it? But obviously, we're in a public setting. So I can't say what I want to say. Because what I'd want to say is, stop fucking talking right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the rest of this story, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm there like, it's all funny. Yeah. Eating canapes. Nah, bro. But one thing I will say is like, if you're going to be in a relationship, first of all, Sarah can shut up.
Facts.
There's no way in hell one of you man will be dumb enough to bait out a story like that to my wife.
Yeah.
There needs to be
boundaries.
Boundaries. And if you were like dumb enough to slip up, there needs to be code words where I'm like, 86, this conversation now.
Immediately, yeah.
Fam, that I would nudge you or sign in and be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then same thing with spouses. Mm. Like, obviously everyone's got a past.
Yeah.
You need to be able to have the thing and be like, babe, no. You don't want to hear the story.
Yeah, facts.
Understand me when I'm telling you, you don't want to hear the story. Mm. And that needs to be established. Clearly they don't have that established. Yeah. But
that wouldn't that entice you more to want to hear the story?
Yes, but then I can't beef her about it.
Mm. Yeah, true.
That's what I'm saying. Granted,
the
paranoia would eat me alive.
Yeah.
I'd want to hear the story, but now it's at my own risk.
Mm.
Now I can't beef. Once you've told me the story, now I have to charge all my emotions.
Mm.
Or I have to charge them because I'd want to drape the wedding ring, stroke your finger.
So question is she the arsehole or is he?
She's not the arsehole.
I completely agree.
She's not the arsehole. She told the story she was pressured to tell.
Facts.
She didn't want to tell it. She didn't bring it up.
Facts.
She just had to tell it. And Sarah's even adding in underwear bits and bobs.
Don't forget to remind her they fought in their underwear, blah, blah, blah.
Sarah's ops.
I would sweep her feet then. I would sweep her feet.
It's UFC all over again.
Yeah, facts.
Get in your underwear. We're going to scrap. But the whole... One thing I will say is if you love me, we've said it a million times before, you have to lie to me.
Mm.
You have to lie to me. Mm. If I ask you, plain and simple, did you fuck the winner?
Mm.
Look me in my face and say, obviously not.
No, of course not, babe.
Of course not. What do you mean? What? I watched two guys beat the shit out of it and then I just took some bruised home guy and bagged him. No, you must be mad. Come on, man.
That's not me.
Come on, man.
You know me.
What do you think?
Facts.
And Sarah better get the hint.
Oh, imagine she does it. She's like, what?
Yes, you did.
What?
What are you talking about? Why are you lying? Smack.
That is our friendship done.
The
friendship's done now.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Because that's boundaries you can't cross.
Yeah, I would say in that moment, she's not an asshole for it. But yeah, play the game properly.
Yeah.
Let me love you.
Facts.
Let me be the one to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro.
I'm a Mario too.
Yeah, Mario. Because I can't hear stuff like that.
I cannot hear
that you banged a guy that you made fist fight another guy.
Yeah.
That's the craziest stuff I've heard.
It's bonkers.
He's a bit of a pussy who needs to charge it.
He does need to charge it. And Sarah or any brethren that decides to do that to me is not a brethren, bro. That just can't run.
I would never throw you man under the bus like that.
It just can't run in a public setting like that.
I would never, ever throw you man under the bus like that.
You must be on something.
Yeah, for your mouth
to be so flagrant, you're on stuff.
Bro, you'd see my face immediately.
Facts.
I'll stare at you,
facts.
Bro.
Be like, fam.
Fam.
What are you doing?
I'll say, swear. That's what you'd hear from me.
Yeah, swear. And there's no blinking.
Yeah, fam. No one's laughing. You're seeing me straight.
Yeah.
Let me pull it. All right. All right. You said you're Sarah, and I'm going to give you my reaction. Hang on. Let me get in character. I'm not even paying attention to you. My bae is here, and you're Sarah. Yeah. All right, gang, go.
Oh, don't forget to tell her about you guys wearing the underwear. Start from scratch.
Start from scratch. Yeah. Because I'm not letting you get to underwear.
Okay.
Yeah. Start from scratch. I'm not letting you get that far.
What's her name? Forget her name. Guys. Did your wife ever tell you the story about her making two guys fight, like UFC style?
Nah, I never told that story still.
Are you sure? You sure you never told him the
fam?
Story? You sure you never told him?
Fam!
You sure you never told
swear.
Him?
Swear.
You've never told him
swear.
The story? Should I tell
swear.
It? Should I tell it?
Swear.
Should I tell
swear.
It?
Swear.
Maybe I should tell it.
You reckon?
Maybe I should tell it. Basically, imagine.
Fam, I'm looking at your chain thinking.
It's mine now.
Yeah. I hope your head comes with it. I promise you, there's no scenario where they're banged.
It can't happen.
My blood is boiling in imaginary.
Yeah.
In pretend, my blood is boiling, bro.
Yeah.
Master, should I tell it?
You don't understand code words.
Facts.
Clearly, you don't understand. We don't have a friendship. Because you must understand the position you're putting me in.
Bro.
You must.
I'll tell you, charge it now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy. But I personally don't think she's the arsehole. But I also think, I agree, like you said, I would definitely lie to his face in front of everyone that's in this surrounding just to save face.
Yeah.
And then if it gets brought up again, I might tell him or her, but I just don't. I just don't think bringing up in the first place.
Oh, bro, Sarah ruined the whole party. But yeah, 100% love of my life. If I ask you, did you seriously bang the guy? I don't say, to be honest, yeah, I did. Yeah.
You asked.
What?
You asked.
What?
I'm just trying to be honest with you, babe.
No, you didn't,
babe, I'm just
bro.
Trying to be honest. You asked me for the truth. I don't lie to you, you see. You asked me for, you don't.
Literally learn.
It's not my bag.
Learn something. Fam.
I tell the truth.
I'm only learning what your bag is now.
Yeah, but everyone's got a past, babe. Everyone's got a past.
Because that's disgusting.
Everyone's got a past.
That the crazy, obviously, I don't care what anyone says, yeah, because first of all, I don't ask, so I don't want to hear. Mm. But like, people love to pretend that like, oh, maturity. Mm-hmm. No one likes hearing about your partner's past, bro.
Of course,
no one likes hearing about it.
Like, to my knowledge, every girlfriend I'm with has been a virgin. Like, I don't need to know your past, my bro.
Yeah, bro. Facts.
I don't need to. What's that going to do for me?
It's irrelevant to us.
What's that going
to
do for me?
100%.
But yeah, it's nuts, bro. Yeah, that's friendship done.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see you at the next function.
Yeah, bro. I can't. Because you're a little chatty Cathy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you are, bro. You don't know how to, you don't know where the boundaries
are
at.
Yeah, yeah,
but yeah, long.
Anyway, I've got a little thread to finish this off.
Yeah, yeah.
I've entitled it Racist Thread. So here we go.
I think I know this.
Yeah.
I know exactly what this thread is and I saved it. It's hilarious.
Bro.
It's hilarious. I saw it on Twitter.
Right. This sweetened me. So, title of the thread. Have you ever had a racist experience that was funny though? Bro,
let me. We'll go back to back.
Yeah, we're gonna go back to back. Yeah,
let me see if I can. Let me find it on mine.
Was that a Taco Bell / KFC combo spot years ago? First of all, Brazy was looking at the Taco Bell side of the menu, trying to figure out what to order. This little white cashier pointed to the KFC menu and said, "The chicken's on this side."
No.
The chicken's on this side.
That's Brazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
You make minimum wage. Why are you risking your life like this?
Oh my days. I remember working at Target and some old man thought some shit was on sale. So when the price came up, he was like, "What you talking about, Willis?"
Huh?
Shit was hella racist but funny.
Raw.
Yeah. What you talking about, Willis?
Nah, bro. That's jarring. That's so funny.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Right. In high school, I got sat next to this Asian kid. And in my head, I was like, I wonder what Asian he is. Yeah. But I don't ask because what if he thinks that's rude?
Mm.
And the first question he asked me was, "So what part of Mexico are your parents from?" "My parents are from East LA."
I saw that one. Wow.
Yeah.
Una reverse.
First question.
Yeah. What part of
Mexico are they from?
That's... Yeah, I can't even...
You don't know anything about me.
Bro.
You know anything about me.
I'll be so spun.
Ask me my name.
I'll be so spun.
That's crazy. Damn.
Jesus Christ. I lived in West Virginia during high school. I was at football practice at a newer school and most of my teammates were white. My coach pulls me to the side mid-practice and says, "Damn, where are the brothers at?" Replied to that, said, "This is hilarious. The coach was sick of the lack of talent."
That's jokes. Man pulled him to the side.
Mid practice.
Damn, where are the brothers at? Get out of my face, man. But also, where are they at?
Facts.
Where are they at?
Me around here.
Yeah.
Had a friend in elementary school, in brackets, white, of course. Every time I spent the night, we'd get KFC. It got to a point where I got tired of it and asked, why do y'all always eat KFC? He looked at me with the straightest face and said, we only eat that when you're here.
Bro.
What?
Why do y'all always eat KFC? Man said, we only eat that when you're here.
What?
Bro. Bro.
What?
Bro.
Wrong.
Like I say, he's vexed at me.
Yeah. Wow.
We only eat that when you're here.
Wow.
My mom's trying to accommodate.
Wow. A lie. Yeah, say less.
That's mad. And they don't do pig's feet around here, bro. So it has to be KFC.
Someone asked me, why are black people so good at Mortal Kombat?
That's true.
Oh my days.
Bro, that's funny. All right, my last one, yeah? This one sweated me.
I was having a bad hair day,
yeah.
So I covered it with a scarf. Someone on the bus, thinking it was a hijab, screamed obscenities at me and snatched it off. With the reveal of my half-done box braids and visible shock, he then said, oh, and then tried to put the scarf back on me.
After violating me, you're trying to
violating
help me out.
Me.
I said, oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
I thought this was a different thing.
Yeah, I thought I was being a different kind of racist.
Racist, I lied. My bad. They're trying to put it back. I'm trying to fix the box.
That's crazy.
Oh my goodness. A different type of racist.
I was so fucked up and was the wrong type of racist. Wow.
So this one is, they're in a bus. Random white lady. I like your daughter's hair. Me. Thank you. Her mum made it. Random white lady. Nice. I love the ribbons too. 3 minutes later, white lady starts humming CK Love. Just for no reason on the bus. Just for no reason.
Jarring, bro.
Oh my days. Yeah.
Did you see? Oh, there was a TikTok I saw a little while ago.
Mm.
This chick fucked up, bro.
Okay.
There was a guy like asking.
I know exactly what you'd say. One black guy, two white
girls. One black guy, two white girls said, if you could wake up as any other race, what would it be?
Yeah.
And one, he turned to one chick and she was like, well, we're the superior race, so why would I want to wake up as any other race?
And she was like, she tried to double back. I didn't mean like that. And she said something along the lines of like,
you might just go through hardship.
You might have gone through hardship, obviously pointing to the black guy.
Yeah.
And she's like, double down. She just had to walk away.
Bro, she had to walk
away. Yeah, brazy. Crazy.
We're the superior race.
So why
would I want to be anyone else?
Why are you asking me dumb questions? White, obviously. The answer is white.
The next race I would wake up as is white.
Is white.
And then the race after that is whiter. White.
Don't ask me dumb questions.
That's hilarious, bro. Right, guys. Anyway, thank you for jamming with us today. This has been Peng. As always, if you want to catch a little bit more of SNG, head on over to patreon.com/hitsandgigs. And as always, guys, catch you next week. Love, love, love.
Gang.